Feel like trying something new for dinner? Maybe Indian, Tex-Mex?
You ever wonder how humans would be different if they evolved from lizards instead of mammals?
Okay, let's talk about that.
As you know, lizards, cold-blooded animals, lack the ability to sense temperature, but they do move more sluggishly when it's cold. So lizard weathermen would say things like, "Bring a sweater, it's slow outside." I love my mind.
We all do. Now, how about dinner?
Oh, I would assume we'd enjoy insects or smaller lizards. We could also pull each other's tails off and grill them. They'll just grow back. Oh, my life-size cardboard Mr. Spock is here. I know he wouldn't care for an outburst of human emotion, but oh goody, oh goody, oh goody. Commander Spock, requesting permission to be unfolded.
Excuse me.
Permission granted, Commander.
Which is why the more intelligent the monkey, the more feces they fling.
Excuse me, Amy. Penny, do you have plans for dinner tonight?
Why, are you guys going somewhere?
No, I mean just you and me.
You mean like a date?
Not like a date, a date.
Ooh. Okay, sure.
Ooh. Oh no, they sent the wrong Spock. Live long and suck it, Zachary Quinto.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
This is so exciting. If Leonard and Penny get back together, Howard and I can go on double dates with them.
How come you never invite Sheldon and me on a double date?
How's it going in there, Penny?
Just a sec.
Too much?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, just hang on.
You just can't handle her raw sexuality, can you?
When did you and Leonard break up?
About 2 years ago.
Why do you think he asked you out again?
I don't know.
Maybe he's dying. That would be so romantic.
He's not dying.
Too bad. If he were, she could just throw him in bed and ride him right up until he flatlines.
How about this?
Maybe.
Come on.
Yeah, okay, no.
Do you think you'll sleep with him tonight?
Absolutely not. Look, we're just gonna have dinner and, you know, see how it goes.
If he were dying, would you sleep with him?
What?
Assuming he were dying of something that couldn't be sexually transmitted. You know, like a spear wound to the head.
Okay, he is not dying.
How do you know? Are you a doctor?
You can make believe, though. Sometimes Howard and I pretend that his arrhythmia is acting up and I'm a sexy cardiologist. And the naughty part is I'm not in his HMO network.
Screw it. I'm not gonna make a big deal out of this. It's just dinner.
With a dead man.
Amy, stop it. Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
Relax. You know Leonard's always been crazy about you. It's gonna be great.
I know, but we've finally gotten to a place where we can hang out without it being weird. And if something goes wrong, then what?
Guess it'll just be Sheldon and me going on a double date with Howard and Bernadette.
Sure. We'd love that. Change of clothes. We got a lot riding on this.
I want to build a road, but I need wood. Do either of you fellas have wood? I don't understand the laughter. The object of settlers of Catan is to build roads and settlements. To do so requires wood. Now, I have sheep. I need wood. Who has wood for my sheep?
Okay. How do I look?
Well, more to the point, why are you doing this?
What are you talking about?
Did you forget what Penny did to you? It took you 2 years and defiling my sister to turn that frown upside down.
I didn't defile your sister. We had a relationship.
I heard you call her brown sugar. In my book, that's defilement.
You want to know my opinion?
Oh, boy, do I.
Sarcasm?
No.
All right, then. The reason you're fixated on a good-natured simpleton like Penny is that she's the exact opposite of your first romantic attachment, your brilliant yet intimidating mother.
Where on earth did you get that from?
It's in her book, Needy Baby, Greedy Baby.
That doesn't make it true.
It's called nonfiction for a reason, Leonard.
See you later.
If they ever make a movie version of that book, you know who should play Leonard's mother? Sandra Bullock.
Why?
Because she's great in everything.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Does anyone have any wood? Come on! I just want wood. Why are you making it so hard?
Do they have a name for a first date with someone you used to go out with?
Oh, that's a good question. How about awkward?
That sounds right. Yeah. Hey, how about if we pretend we're actually on a first date? See how that goes.
Okay.
So, Polly, tell me about yourself.
It's Penny.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Awkward.
Okay, let's see, I'm from Nebraska, and ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of moving to LA and becoming a movie star. Anyway, after 4 years of acting lessons and waiting tables, I've done a hemorrhoid commercial and a production of Anne Frank above a bowling alley. So, you know, dreams do come true. Your turn.
Let's see. I am an experimental physicist at Caltech. Most of my research is with high-powered lasers. And oh, I've just gotten a big government grant to see if they can be used to knock out incoming ballistic missiles.
Wow. Can they?
Oh, God, no. The money's pretty good. And I used the equipment to make my own bat signal.
Bat signal? What are you, some kind of nerd?
Not some kind of nerd. I am the king of nerds.
What does that mean?
It means if anyone displeases me, I don't help them set up their printer.
You are so funny.
Good. Remember that when I take my shirt off.
Leonard, this is nice. I'm so glad we did this.
Me too. So what do you think? Are we gonna get back together?
Whoa, not so fast.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Leonard, you know I will always have feelings for you.
Oh, God.
What?
You said always. You'll always have feelings for me.
So?
So that sounds more like something you'd say if you didn't want a relationship with someone. This isn't working out, but I'll always have feelings for you. I'm sorry I slept with your best friend, but I'll always have feelings for you. Here's the thing, Lisa. I'm into dudes now, but I'll always have feelings for you.
How would you say it?
I have feelings for you.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Always made it worse.
You're overthinking this.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You always overthink things.
There you go. Always made it worse.
See, this is where everything goes wrong when we talk.
I don't know how you have a relationship without talking.
Hey, I went out with this guy, TJ, for 8 months. We never talked. To this day, I don't even know what TJ stands for.
Wait, if you guys didn't talk, well, you'd never mind, stupid question.